In Shir number Ches, we're going to be finishing the Tosis today, Bezras Hashem Li Neder. And Kenana or Baruch Hashem, we were Zochet to learn the first half of the Tosis pretty well. And now we begin the second half of the Tosis. Tosis says, Inami, I'll tell you another teretz. Shani Chometz, Shechmira by Toira. Chometz is different. Different from what? At first glance, it looks like Chometz is different from Nazir, because that's what Tosafot was talking about immediately before this. But Tosafot is going to tell us something which would also extend, would also apply to things beyond Nazir too. Let's see what he says. He says, Inami, Shani Chometz, Shechmira by Toira. Chometz is different. You know why Chazal were more machmir by Chometz and said you have to be Baidig and Mevayr? You know why? Because Chometz is something that the Torah was more machmir. Where do we find the Torah was more machmir? Lavar bebal yirah bal yumatzei. To be oiver in bal yirah bal yumatzei. Torah was machmir by Chometz more than other Yisurim. There's a special chumrah the Torah gave regarding Chometz called bal yirah bal yumatzei. What is that? That is that you can't let it be seen or be found in your house. That's a chumrah which we don't find by other Yisurim. Not only Nazir, but all other Yisurim, we don't find this chumrah. So therefore, Chazal said like this. Since the Torah is more machmir by chametz to have these dinim, so we are also going to be more machmir. Hechmiru chacham livdoi gulavaroi, afilu eich de bitloi, mishum dil masal mechle. So Chazal also were inspired to also be more machmir. They took their cue from the Torah. The Torah says, be more. It's more chamor. So we say, okay, we have to treat this more chamor. And therefore, they said that you have to be baidik and mevayr, even though there was bittul. Why? There's no bali rabbi limatze. There's no bali rabbi limatze. You were already mevatel. There's no bali rabbi limatze. So the teretz is, because why dilma asila michle? Maybe you're going to end up eating it. Why should we be concerned? Maybe you're going to end up eating it. Other Yisurim in the Torah, we don't have such a concern. We don't say, get rid of it out of your house, destroy it, search and destroy by other Yisurim. We don't say, maybe you're going to end up eating pork, search and destroy. Maybe you'll end up eating Pasuk B'chalav, search and destroy. We don't say that. Why by Chometz do we say that? Because the Torah is more machmir by Chometz than it is by other things. So we are also going to be more machmir by Chometz than other things. That's the Inami. Okay? What is... You know, before we ask what is, let's just speak it out in a different way because we were using this approach for the rest of the Tosfos. It was very gishmak. Okay? Ba'atzem, Tosfos could stop right here, right? Is there any need for Tosfos to continue?
Yes. No?
No? Yes. Why? Yes. Let's hear Shlomo. Yeah, why?
So you have the other case of Nuksha?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's... Chametz Nuksha?
Okay, wait, it seems like I'm getting like a...
What are you saying, Tuli? Very good, Shlomo. What are you saying, Tuli?
Take care of it in the third barrack.
Take care of it in the third barrack. What do you mean, take care of what?
The whole Nuksha problem. We don't know what Nuksha is yet.
Oh, you're saying, Batsam, we don't know what Nuksha is.
We don't know anything about
Nuksha. But Batsam, as far as our discussion is concerned, which is, why is it that Tosfos, why is it that Chazalamin are more machmir in Chometz than another Yisurim, as far as that discussion is concerned, we already covered all the bases. We're done.
You brought Gemara from Yudin Yudal, so.
Tosis brings in Gemara from all over the place. The fact that it comes up later, that's not a problem. Tosis brings in Shas to address how Shas fits with our Gemara.
He said, you don't have to fit this now. It's nice. It's Gishmat, but you don't have to fit it now.
What do you mean? Why not? Why do you have to fit it now? Is it relevant to what we're talking about now?
No.
Why not?
Because we're not discussing Nuksha or Tavir, we're not
Tarovas.
Tarovas, we're not discussing that now.
We're not discussing those things now, true. But what are we discussing now?
Chametz.
What about Chametz?
Bidika.
The Chi of Bidika and Beer. So, is this issue of Nuksha and Tarovas relating to that or not? Is it relevant?
It is.
It is. Good. So, we should talk about it.
I still don't think we have to talk about it now. I think we can mention.
We can still hold off. You're saying it's not necessary to talk about it now.
It's
you could.
Nice, yeah.
You could. It's nice. It's like it's like frosting on a cake. It's geschmack. But it's not necessary.
I'm saying it'd be a huge question later on.
Shlomo says it's necessary.
Very necessary.
We're gonna speak about it. Yeah. What are you saying, Malkiel?
It's good. It has to be necessary or else
Or else he wouldn't have talked about it.
Well, not only that, we also need to figure out if the second answer makes sense. And if this is stumping.
Oh, why very good. Excellent. Let's appreciate the issue that the Tosfos is dealing with. And this is the point over here between the two Terutzim. Tosfos just gave us a second Teretz. Okay? What's the difference between the first Teretz and the second Teretz? Both Terutzim are telling us that you need to do Bedika and Biur. You need to be Baideku Meva'er any chametz in your home, correct? What is the reason why we need you to do that? Because why? Because Shema Yavo Lo'achlo. Is that true according to both first Teretz and second Teretz?
Yes.
Both Terutzim hold that you need to be Baideku Meva'er. Why? Because Shema Yavo Lo'achlo. So what's the difference between the first Teretz and second Teretz? The difference is why were Chazal more machmir by chametz than other yisurim. According to the first teretz, the reason is because either a combination of bedili minei and isur anah, or just simply bedili minei, right? That's the shaila in the achronim, right? The Marashah learns it's a combination of the both. According to the Yad David, it's only bedili minei, right? Big machlokas. Fine. That's the first teretz. First teretz is, when is there a din, a chumrah, to be baidik umavar, when you're dealing with an Isra of lo bedili minei, and maybe also Isra'ana, put that, right, two together, one, fine, that's first teretz. Second teretz says, no. When is it that Chazal amor machmir and make such a takana? If what? If the Torah is more machmir, the Torah tells you a chumrah, bali rabba limate, so therefore, we are going to be more machmir also. That's second teretz. Yeah? Is there a nafkamina between the two terutzim?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of nafkamina between the two terutzim. What's nafkamina? Let me hear. What's nafkamina?
Stop bedili minei.
Let's say you're dealing with something which is bedili minei. Then there would be no gzeira. Right? Let's say you're dealing with what?
Tarovitz.
Tarovitz chametz, you mean? Tarovitz chametz. Let's say you're dealing with tarovitz chametz, which is lo bedili minei on the one hand, but at the same time,
it's not,
doesn't have a din of bali rabba limate. So if it's talking bali rabba limate, tarovitz chametz, there should be no din of bedika according to the second teretz, right? And that is Tosfos kasha. Zak Shlomo, Zak Malkiel comes Tosfos and bombs away on the second teretz with a kasha. What's the kasha? You, Tosfos, are telling me that the reason why they're more machmir over here in chametz is because the Torah is more machmir in chametz. It says, bali rabba limate. What happens if I have a type of chametz that doesn't have the din of bali rabba limate? Then there should be no din bedika and biur. That's what should come out according to second teretz. According to first teretz, it's still going to have bedika and biur. Why? Because lo bedili minei. According to second teretz, telling bali rabba limate. You don't know bali rabba limate? No chiyuv bedika and biur. Right? It's a kasha on the first teretz. I mean, it's not a kasha yet. Right now, it's an afkamina between the two terutzim. Now, let's show why it's a kasha.
On the first teretz?
On the second teretz, I mean, sorry. It's an afkamina between the two terutzim. Now, let's show why it's a kasha. Maybe it's taka true. Maybe by chametz noksha and tarovitz chametz, you don't need to do bedika and beer. Do we know that you need to do bedika and beer by chametz noksha and tarovitz? Do we know that?
Say all.
What do you mean all? What?
All chametz, no? Or any chametz? Isn't there a
lot of Tosis proves it from. Where does Tosis prove it from?
Later on, no.
Later on, the Mishnah says later on. It's on the Memches Amud Beis that says Seyor Yisarif. Yeah, Memches Amud Beis is a Mishnah later on. Seyor Yisarif.
My Gemara says Membeis.
What does your Gemara say Membeis for?
For Elu, Reish Elu Arjun.
Yeah. So let me clarify that point.
Different Gemara?
No. I want to just make sure that we all understand that point. I think there might have been some misunderstanding. When Tosis is bringing Reish Elu Ovrin over here as a Makar, Dap Membeis Amad Alp, what's he bringing it for? He's not bringing that as the Makar that Seyor Yisarif.
Oh.
That's the Makar that Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no bali rab bali matzei by chametz noksha and tarovas chametz. Where do we see Rabbeinu Tam tell me that there's no Bali Rabba Limatse by Chametz, no Kshantor of his Chametz? Where do we see that? You know where we see that? Membeiz Amar Aleph. That's one point that Tosfos needs in order to bring out this Nakuda. Now, the second point Tosfos needs to bring out the Nakuda is Seir Yisarif, which is a Mishnah on Memchas Amar Aleph.
My Gemara doesn't say it.
Doesn't say it in my Gemara either. Oh. But I happen to know a thing or two.
How would we know?
How would you know?
Yeah.
That's a good question. You could ask me.
That's a little test. Yeah. It says Mem Gimel Aleph.
You could ask me. Okay? So.
Mem Gimel Aleph is not that.
It doesn't have that in the Gemara either. But it's a Mishnah on Chesem Beis. Oh, your Gemara has it?
Yeah,
but okay. Oz Vahadar.
It says Mem Gimel
Aleph. Oh, wow. Look at this. Oz Vahadar.
Yeah,
bring it down. Okay, it's a Mishnah on Memchas. If you want to look at it inside,
I got the
look at it inside. Say or Yisarif, Mishnah Memchas. Okay? It's a discussion of that Mishnah. But it's the Mishnah on Memchas. Okay, so now, what's Tosfos showing from this din, Say or Yisarif, how does he prove his point? How does he prove his point from the fact that Say or Yisarif? Therefore, what? Therefore, Seir Yisarif, it must mean that what? What is Seir? Zak Tosfos, he brings down that the Gemara explains that it's referring to Chametz Noksha, and maybe even also Tarovas Chametz, it's a discussion in the Gemara over there, but it says that it needs to be burnt. It needs to be burnt. So therefore what? What do I see from that? Must be you can't keep it around. Must be you can't keep it around. Why? Because if you could keep it around, so then why should I have to burn it? Just leave it around, and what? I'll use it after Pesach. Everybody agrees that you're not going to be allowed to eat it on Pesach. Even Rabbeinu Tam, who holds, there's no Bali Rabba Limatze, he's masking, you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach. Fine, good. But what should I do with it? I'll use it after Pesach. Why do I have to burn it? Why do I have to burn it? Zog Tosfos, the fact that I have to burn it, it must be that I can't keep it around. I have to get rid of it. Now, why do I have to get rid of it? There's no Bali Rabba Limatze. Why should I have to get rid of it? We're dealing with Chametz Noksha or Taroves Chametz, which has no Bali Rabba Limatze, Korah Ben Tam. So why do I have to get rid of it? Teretz is because we're afraid, it must be that we're afraid that maybe you're going to come to eat it. Maybe you're going to come to eat Chametz. You got to get rid of it. It's Chametz. Maybe you're going to come to eat it. So Tosfos shows that you see even Chametz, which has no Bali Rabba Limatze, Chametz no Kshedrofet Chametz, no Bali Rabba Limatze, still, you're not allowed to keep it around over Pesach. You got to get rid of it. Maybe you're going to come to eat it. Get rid of it. Oh, so you see, let's say you're Mevatel Chametz. Is there Bali Rabba Limatze after you're Mevatel real full-fledged Chametz?
No.
No. So it's the same thing as Chametz Noksha, right? Chametz Noksha is no Bali Rabba Limatze. Real chametz after bittel, no bali rabba limatze. So I had the same din, right? Same halacha. So mela comes out like this: Zog Tosfos. I have a first shigemara chametz noksha, no bali rabba limatze. You have to get rid of it. Very good. Bittel chametz, no bali rabba limatze. You have to get rid of it. It stems beautifully. But now let's figure out. Let's ask ourselves a question: what's the motivation that told Chazal to come along and make a takana that you have to get rid of it? What was the motivation? If the motivation was the fact that there was an original din d'oraisa of Bali Rabba Limatze, so then I understand. By regular chametz, there's a din d'oraisa Bali Rabba Limatze, which I personally avoided because I was mevatel. And that type of chametz, there'll be a chumrah. Because there's a din d'oraisa Bali Rabba Limatze. Yeah? But in chametz noksha, in taromas chametz, you never had that original din d'oraisa Bali Rabba Limatze. And still there's a din that you have to get rid of it. Zog Tosfos, must be that it's not really a function of Bali Rabba Limatze. The chumrah to search and destroy chametz is not based on Bali Rabba Limatze. It must be based on something else. It must be based on Lobitilimine. It's a kasha on the second teretz, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying all the time. It's a kasha on the second teretz. Zaktuli, it must, Tosfos must talk about this now. because this is relevant to our discussion right now. It's not just nice. It's not just tapping on the cake. It's a kasha on the second teretz. Yeah?
No.
No? Are we all clear why it's a kasha on the second teretz? Yeah?
Is it Bali Rav Matze thing?
Yeah, because Bali Rav Matze. What are we saying? We said...
The letter of the Gemara. It says you have to burn it.
What?
Saying we answer why we have to burn it. It says later in the Gemara.
Yeah.
And so that's how they get rid of it. So not because Bali Rav Matze.
Exactly. So that's a kasha on the second teretz. Second teretz says the reason why you have to be Baidik and Mevar is because why? Is because Bali Rav Matze. So what am I saying? I'm saying, very nice. That's when you start off with the Doraisa, Bali Rav Bali Matze, and then you come along and you're Mevatalit, so now there's no Bali Rav Bali Matze. Still, you have to get rid of it. But that's different than Chametz Noksha, which never started off with Bali Rav Bali Matze. It never started off with Bali Rav Bali Matze. So, who said that there's a din, a chumra, that I should have to go along and get rid of it? If it's all Talim Bali Rav Bali Matze, then there should be no chiyuv to get rid of it. Right? It's a kasha on the second teretz.
Why is it a kasha on it? You're just focusing on something else.
Because second teretz is saying that the whole reason why Chazal were metaking to be Baidik and Mevar is because the Torah was more machmi and the Torah said that there's Bali Rav Bali Matze by this.
By Chametz Gemara.
Right. So by Chametz Gemara, where the Torah said there's Bali Rav Bali Matze, that's where there's a din of. What's it called? Of Bodek and Mevar, even after you got rid of the Bali Rav Bali Matze, right?
Right.
But Chametz Noksha and Tarovas Chametz, which doesn't have the Doraisa in the first place of Bali Rav Bali Matze, so there's no din for Chazal to come along. There's no reason for Chazal to be Machmir and come along and say no, right?
Right.
So that's what's a kasha on the second teretz. Yeah? Is that clear, Avi?
Then we answered it.
We said answer. What was the answer?
So later in the Gemara, they said that we are more strict. That we were scared he's going to eat that, so we ended up burning it.
I don't understand.
We get rid of it because he's going
to eat
it.
In pork, do we say you have to get rid of it? You allowed to have it in your house? In shrimp, you allowed to have it in your house? In bas b'chalav, you allowed to have it in your house? All these things, you allowed to have it in your house?
Yes.
Yeah, you're allowed. So why by chametz do you have to get rid of it? There is no Bali Rav Bali Matze.
This is not really chametz.
You're not allowed to eat it. It's usher doraisa to eat it midin chametz. Okay? But there's no Bali Rav Bali Matze by chametz noksha and tarovas chametz. So why do you have to get rid of it?
Nobody can eat it.
What?
Nobody can eat it.
I got an idea what he said.
Nobody else could eat it.
Nobody could eat it. But pork also nobody could eat.
Yeah, but there's more than... But people are used to not eating it.
Lobadili mine.
Yeah. It's two criteria.
So what are you saying? You're saying this is a raya to the first teretz of Tosis. That's exactly my point. This Gemara is a kasha on the second teretz. That's exactly why Tosis has to bring it up. It's a kasha on the second teretz. If you say, like Joseph says, that it's midin lobadili mine, then you're right, the Gemara is very good. But if he says we didn't Bali Rav Bali Matze, why were Chazal more machmir? Because there's a Doraisa of Bali Rav Bali Matze, so then you run into a problem over here.
No, right? So it has to be. That has a different status. There's a status of chametz that they get rid of your house immediately, and seemingly, maybe according to this, maybe officially you don't have to get rid of your house. But since we're scared you can eat it, and you'll be, if you eat it, you'll be over on eating chametz, so they made extra stringency on that.
Every Yisur Achila is like that. Every Yisur Achila, you're not allowed to eat. And if you do eat it, you're over. And you might come to eat it. But we still don't make a din that you have to get rid of it, right? But every Yisur. Why here did we make such a din? Yeah, you hear that point? Why here is there a special halacha? The only answer is, because lo b'dili minei. That's the only answer. No? It's a bam kasha on Tosa second teretz. So Tosa has to bring this up. It's a bomb kasha on the second teretz. Now, Tosvis actually says that Lamaisa, it's true, it's a Gemara later on that says you got to get rid of it. It seems to say that you have to get rid of it. It's not Mefurish, but it seems to say you have to get rid of it. So, if that's true, how are we going to reconcile that Gemara with the second teretz? It's a kasha, but is there an answer? Zog the Rashba, the Tosfos is quoting the Rashba. The Rashmi Shants, he says, yeah, you gotta get rid of it, even according to the second answer. What's pshat? He doesn't tell us the pshat. Did anybody come up with a pshat?
But how does it even make sense? Even according to the second answer, I'm saying, but it fits with the first answer.
Correct. Very good. So you're right. He says something that makes no sense, but he says this is how it has to be. You're right.
You think I agree with Tysus that the second answer is correct?
Yes.
But this other sect of chametz has to be thrown out because of a separate reason.
Correct.
So why wasn't Tysus more specific on the type of chametz?
And he should tell us, right? You mean in the original question? You mean
in the original question? He just said this chametz. I'd say the chametz in this pasuk that it's referring to.
No, I don't know.
Anything else? You're saying chametz in general, which includes all chametz.
The Seder, it is including all the chametz, exactly, and the Rashba goes out of his way to show that the Gemara says that chametz nokshe and tarovas chametz also you have to get rid of.
If you want to say an answer that applies to all chametz, it still doesn't fit as much as you want to say, okay, these two examples.
But that's exactly what the Rashba is doing over here. The Rashba is saying an incredible chiddush. He's saying that this makes no sense. It does not fit with the second teretz at all. It's a riot to the first teretz, but it's true anyway. Now, how do you go figure that out? What's he saying?
You smack your head against the wall.
And exactly. Right? This Rashba is incredible. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. He's proving that it has to be that way from the Gemara later on. But at the same time, he knows that it doesn't really fit with the second teretz. So how does that work? So this is difficult. Tosus here doesn't explain it. He doesn't tell us the lumdus of why it is that way, why it works. So I'll share with you what some of the other Rishonim say, and then I'll share with you what it actually says in the Sefer Tosfos HaRashba. Okay, Tosfos HaRashba is l'chayra the same Rashba quoted in our Tosfos. It's Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avram, not to be confused with the Chidushi HaRashba of Shlomo ben Aderes, who is Talmud of the Ramban. This is one of the Bali HaTosfos. Okay, two different Rashbas. Okay? So Tosfos HaRashba is a Sefer on Psochim and also on Ksuvos, two Sfarim from the Bali HaTosfos.
Okay, where's this question from that I just said?
Which question?
The whole question of that Teruah must be working according to the first answer.
I'm explaining to you what's happening in the Tosfos behind the scenes. I'm speaking it out that this is what was bothering Tosfos. This is why Tosfos had to bring it up Davko over here. This is my explanation of behind the scenes what's happening in the Tosfos.
Something's off because he brought the second answer.
Correct. And that's exactly the problem. Correct.
Tosfos isn't bringing it. It's a problem on Tosfos.
He's bringing it as a kasha on himself. That it's a kasha on the second teretz, but at the same time, he's also answering that even though it's a kasha, it's true anyway. Okay, even though it should be a nafka mina between the two terutzim, it's not a nafka mina. That's what Tosfos is doing over here. It's a tremendous amount to put in, but this is why it must be discussed over here in this Tosfos on the page, Beis Hamelach, right here, because it's super relevant to what Tosfos discussed until this point. Now, how could it be true if at the end of the day it seems like it shouldn't be true? How could it be that you have to get rid of it, that there's a din, bedika and beer, even though there's no din bal yirah bal yimatzeh? How does that work? Okay? Don't get angry, but Lamaisa, some of the Rishonim, they bring this kasha, and they answer, low plug. What does low plug mean? Low plug means that we don't differentiate. In other words, Chazal came along and made a takana durabanon that you have to be boidik and mevaer chometz. What was the motivation for that takana durabanon? Chazal saw a chumrah in the Torah. A chumrah in the Torah of bal yirah bal yimatzeh. So they came along and were also more machmir to ensure that nobody would maybe end up eating some of the chametz. Now, wait a second. If that's really true, based on the motivation, so to come out that in this scenario, there's a takana, bibodik and mevar, and in the other scenario of chametz noksha, then there would be no takan of bodik and mevar. No. Loplug Rabbanan betakanasam. When Chazal made their takana, they made the takana for chametz. Happens to be, you'll find a scenario in which should fall between the cracks. No. Motivation, legislation. The motivation was brought out by what? By the chumrah that they saw in the Torah of Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh, and therefore we should also be machmir to ensure Shema Shol Yavel Achlo. And in the legislation, it's applied to chametz. Chametz, you got to be by the Gen Mevar. Aye, chametz noksha doesn't fit exactly. Doesn't make a difference. Low plug. This is mefurish in a number of the Rishaynim when they're explaining this idea in the Tosfos. Okay? Who should we start with?
Me.
I think Shlomo's hand was first. And then we'll go to you. Yeah.
So we're saying that the din is made because the rite of chametz was something that was bali rai bali matzeh, and therefore they made a din, and these other things fell through the cracks, and therefore they're just kind of included. So other chametz that you don't, let's say you chametz that you don't have, that there's, you're not going to eat.
Right.
You have to burn that also?
What do you mean chametz you're not going to eat? Like what?
Okay, let's say you have
like leftover crackers from last week's kiddush?
No, like let's say lotions or something. That's yeah. Condoms. You're not going to eat it.
Okay, so
that also falls through the cracks. So you have to burn that also?
Say that. So the practical shilas of lotions and things like that, that gets involved in a very big question called Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev Alide Taroves. That is something which is Ba'etzem, the way it is right now, nobody would eat it. And even a dog might not even eat it the way it is. And therefore, you wouldn't have to do Badika or beer. But it could be that the only reason why people or a dog wouldn't eat it is because of the other ingredients that are added in. But if you would be able to extract the chametz shibai, so the chametz shibai would be 100% okay, so then maybe you should be chayev, because the chametz shibai is really okay. It's a separate discussion.
I think, why don't we get specific in that case, but in this other case, if something falls to the cracks, we do and say, no, we just agree.
No, because nifsal me'achilas kelev is a separate halacha. Nifsal me'achilas kelev doesn't have a status of chametz at all.
Okay.
That's why. Yeah, question.
I understand saying motivational legislation when you're like backed into a corner, but it's not a great answer.
Okay.
So what was wrong with the first answer that Tosos had to bring the second one that we had to say something like this?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Good question. Yeah. I'm going to explain it. Totally.
Similar to Shlomo, like where's the line of the low plug?
The line of low plug is chametz.
But
lotions and all other stuff, once it becomes nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's not chametz. So then you don't have to do that. But if it's chametz, then you got it. Okay? Fine. Now, Lamaisa, everybody's bothered by the same question. It's difficult. Should we put on the air conditioner? Does anybody want air conditioner?
I'll take it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, everybody Batsim is bothered, bro. Shrag, you're waiting for you, don't worry. Everybody Batsim is bothered by the question. The question is, I don't understand if we're talking about Kasha on the first teretz, and what are we saying for a teretz? We're saying, oh, there's a low plug. Low plug is a chiddush. It's not something that we look for as an ideal, right? So what's going on? What's pshat? Why? What's forcing us to say all this? Do we really have to say all this? Is it necessary?
Every time I have a while.
Okay. This is...
You don't have
no.
This is ahara. This is basically what Shalom was asking a minute ago, right? What's forcing us to say all this? So, it's interesting. You'll take a look in the Tosfos Rashba, if you didn't see it this morning, so you'll take a look by night later. Okay? You'll take a look in the Tosfos Rashba. And he actually brings this question, he brings this point as a nafkamina between the first teretz and the second teretz. And he makes two points on this nekuda. Point number one is, like Daniel was quoting before, the Gemara Membeis. What do we see in the Gemara Membeis? That's where Rabbeinu Tam holds that There's no Bali Rabba Limatze, but Chametz Noksha and Tarovas Chametz. No Bali Rabba Limatze. Very nice. But guess who Rabbeinu Tam is arguing on?
A lot of people.
Yeah, but for starters, Rashi. Right? I don't want to say Rashi is Rabbeinu Tam's punching bag, but everybody knows, basically Rabbeinu Tam is generally coming to disagree with Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam is coming to argue with Rashi. Rashi holds that there is Bali Rabba Limatze by Chametz Noksha and by Tarovas Chametz. Rashi says that over there, the first mission and third parak. Elu Oivrin. Mm-hmm. Oivrin means Oivr what? Oivr and Bali Rabba Limatze. That's what Rashi says. So according to Rashi, maybe there is Bali Rabba Limatze by Chametz Noksha and Tarovas Chametz. According to Rashi, is there any issue from the din of Seir Yisarif? Is there any problem from the din of Seir Yisarif on the second Teretz? No, not at all. Right? According to Rashi, that there's din of Bali Rabba Limatze by Chametz Noksha and Tarovas Chametz. So then of course you have to burn it. Of course you have to be Boydik and Mevayer. Right? Rashi. Rashi says there's Bali Rabba Limatze by those things. No, Rashi says there's Bali Rabba Limatze even by Chametz Noksha and Tarovas Chametz. That's the first mission and third parak. Rabbeinu Tam, that's why, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Li Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Avagav Leleka Bali Rabba, Li Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam is arguing on Rashi. Rashi holds there is Bali Rabba Limatze. Yeah, totally.
Where is Rashi getting this from?
The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the third parak says, Elu Oivrin. I'll read you the Lashon. It's the first Mishnah in the third parak, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Elu Oivrin BaPesach. And it gives a list of things.
Where is it getting from the Pasuk?
What?
The Pasuk says specifically, but we just made this whole different Pasuk how...
Oh, you're saying what I showed you this morning, yeah. That I call Machmetz, it only talks about Achila.
Yeah.
Okay, Beseder, and Achanami. The question is, when the Torah talks about Bal Yerlo Yeralecha Chametz, so do you differentiate between that word Chametz, which is limited to Chametz Gamor, and all the other ones? So Rabbeinu Tam says, yes, you do.
Rashi.
But Rashi says, no, we are going to learn the halachas to each other.
But if you don't, then what's Kol doing there?
The word kol is teaching you that the Rabbis Chametz is also included. But now that it's included, which Yisurim does it have? Without the word kol, I would say Rabbis Chametz is even mutter to eat.
Right.
It's even mutter to eat.
Right.
So the word kol tells me that Rabbis Chametz is now included in what?
Eating.
So Abinatab says it's limited to eating.
Mm-hmm.
But Rashi says no. Once it's included, what's it included in?
Chometz.
In the halachas of chametz, exactly. The halachas of chametz, because what is the ribui? That's exactly. Let's speak out the chakira. No. Let me speak out the chakira. Again, we'll speak out the chakira. It'll come clearer. Also, I want everybody to be on the same page. Yeah, Shalom and Tully this morning were asking that what's going on over here that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tarovas chametz doesn't have Bali Rabba Limatze. How could that be? Chametz has Bali Rabba Limatze, right? Teretz is because where does Tarovas chametz come from? From the pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, which is a pasuk in Parashas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, it says Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, don't eat all Machmetzes Chametz. So the Chazal asked the question: why does it say the word Kol Machmetzes, all Machmetzes? Just say Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, and obviously it means anything that has Machmetzes. Zok Chazal, the word Kol is teaching you, and Rashi quotes it in Chumash. The word Kol is teaching you not just straight up chametz, but even if it is chametz, which is an ingredient in a big mixture of other things, that's also included in this halacha. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, "Let's look at this chiddush. The Torah says kol machmetz a riboy tells you kol machmetz lo sochelu." Comes the Torah and says a riboy tarovas chametz is also a problem. So now we have a chakira in how to learn this drasha. What's the chakira? When the Torah was marbe, when the Torah included tarovas chametz from this pasuk kol machmetzes, what was the nature of that ribui? Was the nature of that ribui to tell you that it's also included in the pasuk of Isser Achila kol machmetzes lo sochelu? That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. Special din. Achila, Isser Achila. Or maybe no. Maybe the nature of the drasha is that it's telling you it's included in the status of chametz, which means that it is also going to be subject to Bali Rabba Limatze. That's how Rashi learns. That's the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of third parak. So Rashi learns Bali Rabba Ali Matzeh is also Averas regarding Tarovas Chametz and Chametz Noksha. Good? So far good? Clear? So Melo comes out, according to Rashi, that there is Bali Rabba Ali Matzeh by Chametz Noksha, by Tarovas Chametz. So Melo, it's not a nafkamina between the first Teretz and the second Teretz. Yeah?
All works.
Excellent. Fine. This is one of the points that the Tosfos HaRashba makes in his discussion about the Tarovas Chametz and the Tosfos. What's the other point that the Tosfos HaRashba makes? Get this. He says like this. Rabbeinu Tam holds what? That there's no Bali Rav Bali Matzeh? By Chametz Nokshen Tarovas Chametz? Must be that there's no Din Bedika and Biur by Chametz Nokshen Tarovas Chametz. It's a nafkamina between the two terutzim.
See?
What does he say? He says, okay, good, excellent, good. Yeah, there's a difficulty with the Gemara later on, but let's speak out what he says. It's what he says is be'etzem what everybody wanted to say the whole time. What does he say? He says Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no Bali Rav Bali Matzeh by Chametz Nokshen and Tarovas Chametz, right? So according to first Teretz, do you have to do Bedika and beer for Chametz Nokshen and Tarovas Chametz? According to first Teretz, it's all Tali and Bedili Minei. Do you have to do it? Yes, you do, because Nokshen Tarovas Chametz is also Lo Bedili Minei. And according to the second Teretz, do you have to do Bedika and beer? No, you don't, because according to the second Teretz, it's Tali and Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. Right?
So it's messed over both ways.
Why is he messed over both ways?
Doesn't like Rashi.
And yeah.
According to Tosfos, Rashba?
Yeah.
If you hold the Rebbeinu Tam, Tosfos is saying that you have to burn it, and according to Tosfos Rashba, he's saying that Rebbeinu Tam says you don't have to burn it.
Correct. So he's arguing on the Tosfos on the Rashba in our Tosfos. The Tosfos HaRashba is arguing on the Rashba in our Tosfos. Isn't it the same person? Good question. I was bothered by the same question also. I don't have an answer to that question. It's a stira in the opinion of the Rashba. I don't know the answer.
Maybe Tyson just saw it. Maybe just Tyson had the first word.
What's the stira?
And they explained the rest was his. And that wasn't quoted.
Maybe
Tyson agreed with...
That what?
I mean, maybe Tyson agreed that it has no Bayur, but... Was it by
Uriah? By Uriah, yeah.
What's
up until the point where there's no Badika, and then he explains the rest. Maybe it's the same Tosfos HaRashba.
So how does it answer the Stira?
Well, then he's just saying the same thing. He's just saying, there's no Bayur by Matzeh, but we still have to burn it because the Gemara says.
No, but he says here that you don't have to. Quoted to Rebbeinu Tam.
You can get a chance for it.
Okay, no problem. Seder. The point is that there's a stira here. We have a stira here, according within the Rashba. It's a good question. I believe that, or maybe we'll try to figure something out. You know, but at the end, the Pashup Shad is that there's a stira, and in the Tosfos HaRashba here in the Sefer itself, it seems like that's the Geshmak of Pshat. That's the smooth Pshat. Why? Because if there's no Bali Rav Bali Matzeh, so then, according to the second Teretz, there should be no Chumrah. In our Tosfos, it quotes in the name of the Rashba, there's a Chumrah anyway. Why? We asked the Baam Kasha, why should there be? Low plug. Very nice, low plug. But in the Tosfos HaRashba, he actually doesn't hold of the low plug. He actually says, yeah, go ahead, Enochanami. There's no din, Bediko beer. Enochanami. According to Rebbeinu Tam. It's only according to Rashi that there's a din of Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. Or the first Teretz. Right? That's what's coming out from Tosfos HaRashba. Al Kopanim. The reason why I'm bringing up this Tosfos HaRashba is not because I want to show you guys that there's a stira in the Rashba. That's not my goal. The goal over here is to be able to appreciate that there actually is another Mahalach in the Rishonim who take Rabbeinu Tam and actually paskin based on that, that there's no Din Bedika or Ubir for Chametz Nokshe and Tarovas Chametz. You can own Tarovas Chametz, you can own Chametz Noksha over Pesach. There's no Bali Rav Bali Matzeh according to Rabbeinu Tam, and there's no Din Bediko beer. You do not need to get rid of it, according to this Mahalach. It's two shittas in the Rishonim. What?
But Tovi's question about the Gemara.
That's That's the question, which is over here. That we're gonna.
Not that it's a stira. It's that. I mean, it is a stira, but also this rash is worse.
How is he gonna deal with the Gemara Beseder? How is he gonna deal with the raya that he's quoting over here? Yeah. And we're gonna talk about that later. Yeah.
Why did Tosfos mention the Tosfos Rashba?
Why did our Tosfos have to bring in the Rashba?
Yeah, why can't you mention the Bina Tam and then the Gemara?
Well, the Rashba is the one that says it. What do you mean? You got to quote somebody by name. Otherwise, you have to quote the source. Otherwise, it says in the Gemara Megillas, Kol Omer Davashiv Obro is maybe Gula Lola.
See, where does Rabbeinu Tam mention it? There's no Bayi Rabbi Matze.
Rabbeinu Tam says that on Daf Mem Beis Amar. There's no Bayi Rabbi Matze.
So you couldn't say that and then say that the Gemara says you have to burn it and then it still would have worked.
So who makes that Cheshbin?
So he says the Rashba says it.
Right.
But it's okay, fine. That's crazy.
It's really well, right? Very good. Okay, Al Kapanim. This is the end of the Tosfos. It's basically setting up a kasha on the second teretz. It's answering, but anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Low plug. However, I'm showing you that there's other Rishonim that actually learn up over here that it is an afkamina between the two terutzim of the Tosfos, and it's a very big halacha lemaisa an afkamina, and that's what's going to come out. In that other sheet of the Rishonim, that's point number one. Point number two is, let me ask a question like this: the Torah says a chumrah for chametz by Bali Rav Bali Matzeh, right? The Torah says chumrah Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. Very good. There's a lot of chumras by chametz. The fact that here's the chumrah because Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. So therefore, Chazal were also more machmir. Mm-hmm. What's the difference which chumrah it is, right? What is the? I understand that the first teretz makes a lot of sense. What does the first teretz say? Because lo bedili minei. What does that mean? That means I don't separate from it. So there's more of a likelihood I may come and eat it accidentally, right? That makes a lot of sense. What's the second teretz saying? Chazal are more machmir because the Torah is more machmir. Okay, there's a lot of chumras. A lot of Isurim have chumras. Just because, how did they decide all of a sudden that this chumra over here, so, okay, we should make a chumra. What about chelev and dam? Chelev and dam have a halacha that if somebody eats chelev or dam, they're chayav kares. So there's a chumra. So be machmir.
So this is extra.
Chametz also has a chumra. Good. So this is a chumra. So that is a chumra. If something has a chumra, I'm not saying learn from there. I'm just saying if something has a chumra, so be machmir. Is that what's happening in the second teretz of the Tosfos? Is that the pshat? Is the pshat of the second teretz of the Tosfos that there's a chumra, the Torah is machmir, so let's be machmir. Is that the pshat?
It's not any chumra. It's you. We're all worried in both terutz that you're going to come to eat it. It's actually someone saying, don't see it and don't find it. That's like, I'm saying, it's not just a chumrah, but it's the type of chumrah that it is. That it's, I can't explain it.
I'm going to speak out what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a chumrah that's more chumrah than all other issers of achila.
Okay, fine. So you're saying
the chumrah itself.
You're saying that, yeah, we do have karis by other things, but we also have karis by chametz. And this is the only unique chumrah which you have by chametz, you don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, Beseder, I hear. But you're still saying, Batem, there's no real connection, there's no real shaykhis to Chazal's chumrah with the Torah's chumrah. It just happens to be that this is the only unique chumrah, this is the only halacha which has this unique chumrah. Shlomo is saying that, no, there actually is a kesher.
I'm on Team Shlomo.
You're on Team Shlomo.
Yeah. It seems like the Torah is making Bali Matzah specifically to prevent Achila. We could say that these chumras that the Torah makes are related to Achila. The whole problem could be Achila, and then we start to prevent it.
Very good. So let's speak it out like this. We'll speak it out as a Chakira in Pshat. These two Tzadim as a Chakira in Pshat in Tosfos, which I found. Baruch Shem was Mechavim to Reb David Pavarsky. He also speaks out this Chakira. Okay? The Chakira is like this. We know that Tos is explaining to us that Bedika and Beer, it's a Chumra that Chazal were Machmir by Chametz. And the question is why? Why were they Machmir by Chametz to make you do Bedika and Beer? Shem Yav Lachlo, what about other things? Shem Yav Lachlo. That's Tos's discussion. So, one shot you could answer is like Toli saying, Chametz is more Chumur, it's more stringent, it's more severe than other Isurim. So, Chazal took the lead from the Torah and said, look, the Torah views chametz as more chamor, so we should also treat it as more chamor, right? That's one approach in pshat of the Tosfos. The other approach of the pshat of the Tosfos is no. It's not just simply that the Torah is more machmir, so we're also going to be more machmir. It's not simply like that. What is it? The pshat is like this. The Torah says, Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh by Chametz. What's unique about Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh? The idea of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh is that what? That we don't want you to have it around. What's the problem with having it around? It could be, Chazal understood in the Torah itself, that the Torah was afraid you're going to come and to end up eating it. And that's why the Torah says Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh by Chametz. We don't have Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh in other Yisurim, but in Chametz we do. So what's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is that the Torah is concerned Shem Yavel Achla. So where does the Torah apply this rule of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh? The Torah applies it as long as you own it. As long as you own it, it's Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh. If I mevatel it, so now I don't know it anymore. If I sell it, whatever, I don't know it anymore. I got rid of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh. Came Chazal and said, okay, good. So now there's no Doraisa Siyug, right? A Susiyug Latari. There's no Doraisa Siyug. There's no Doraisa Geder of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh. But we're going to take the lead from the Torah and extend it and say, okay, but even so, we're going to be Mechayiv, you're going to be Baidik and Mevar, get rid of it, Lagamri. Even if it's not yours anymore, get rid of it. Shem Yavol Achlo. So basically, what Chazal are doing, according to the second tzad, is not just simply saying, oh, there's a Chumrah, so let's be Machmir. No, it's more than that. It's looking at the Torah. The Torah says there's a Siyug for Chametz. And what they're doing is they're extending that Siyug, the Din Torah itself. They're extending it to apply even to a case where a guy was Mevatel. Even in that case where there's no Din Doraisa, Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh, still, we're extending the siyag that you need to get rid of it in order to ensure you don't end up eating it. Right? You hear the two ways of looking at it? Two totally different ways of looking at it. Yeah? This is the Chakira of Rav David Pavarsky, and he actually takes it a step further, which is what I wanted to tie up as far as the chiluk between the two terutzim of the Tosfos. In the first teretz of the Tosfos, is it mashma that Tosfos is extending the chumrah of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh? Is it mashma that Tosfos views the takana that the Torah created a harchaka? The Torah created a fence to prevent me from being over in the Siddurah of eating it. So we're going to extend that fence to apply even when I'm about to live. Is that pshat of the first teretz of Tosfos?
No.
Not mashma that way at all. The first teretz of Tosfos sounds just simply Chazal came along and made a geder. Why? Because they were afraid. Lo b'dili minei. Or maybe in addition to the fact that there's an additional chumrah of the fact that it's aser ba'ana. But it has nothing to do with an extension of Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh. But the second teretz is being mechadish, a different perspective. And this could be the very reason why Tosfos is so into the second teretz. Because the second teretz has a beautiful maila. The second teretz is saying, it's not just random chumrah here, chumrah there, let's put it all together, geshmak, play matching game. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the Torah was more machmir by chametz and said you can't even have it in your house because we're afraid you might eat it. So we are going to take the lead from the Torah and extend that to even in a case where there's no Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh. Right? It's such a geshmak way of looking at the takana, and it's brought out beautifully as a potential difference between the havana of the first teretz as opposed to the havana of the second teretz. Now, one nekuda, and then we'll hear your question. One nekuda, it's important to bring out, and this is something which it's muchach minei bein the toza. I heard other people in the Bismarck getting a little bit confused about this nekuda. There's still a difference between chametz noksha and regular chametz after vittel, even though both of them don't have Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh, right? Both of them don't involve Rabbi Levitzer, but there's a difference, big difference. Why? Because by Noksha, you never have the original Doraisa. So there's room to say, since you never have the original Doraisa, there won't be the follow-up, the Rabbana. But by Chametz Gamur, which a person is Mevatel, it's true, there's no Bali Rabbali Matze. But why is there no Bali Rabbali Matze? Not because this thing is excluded from Bali Rabbali Matze. Chametz Noksha Be'etzem is the same as Chazer. Is the same as far as this Takana Derabanan is concerned. As no Shaykh is to Bali Rabbali Matze. Regular Chametz, which Yirma Vatel, is Be'etzem part of Bali Rabbali Matze. But you just getting rid of Bali Rabbali Matze with your Bittel. But as far as the Torah's view of this Isser, the Torah has the Chumrah of Bali Rabbali Matze by this Isser. So that's why the Chazal are going to extend it by this Isser. Okay, we'll stop over here. Question from Shlomo.
I mean, the Chakir, I'm saying, is really a Chakir, but it doesn't seem any homage from Tysus that's extending to anything else.
What do you mean, anything else?
Well, talking about Noksha.
And that's exactly what I just explained right now. Yeah. That Noksha is excluded legamre from Bali Rabbali Matze. It's like pork. Even on the Doraisa level, there's no Bali Rabbali Matze.
What Karski throws out is the
Chakira?
Chakira?
No.
But that's what he said, but Rebbe was throwing it out.
No, I'm not throwing it out. I'm using it to explain a difference in Havana between the first Teretz and the second Teretz.
But according to the way he explained the second Teretz, then by Noksha, and what was the other Chometz?
Tarovitz Chometz.
It just seemed that, okay, so even though they're different, it's fine. Because the din extends to that also. But it doesn't.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's not Ganu. Why is it not going to?
So we still have
because they're like pork. Yeah, Anachrami. We still have the question that Tos is bringing it up. Anachrami, we still have the question. Because those are like pork. As far as the Dorais is concerned, there is no Bali Rabbali Matze by those things.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
Fartia.